The time is 11 p.m.
Big chap right now, though, a.k.a. C-Dub, a.k.a. Rudolph Henny, p.k.a. Babyface Mirabella, all right? And when I'm not sitting back enjoying a tall glass of Old Duels, I'm in South Korea listening to the late vibe with Pinnacle the Hustler and Elliot Ashby. You heard? And who me? I'm just a part-time white Michael Jordan, Axl Rose from the grave, the YOLO petitioner, the president of the Synesthesia Fan Club, the addiction spokesman, Dog the Bounty Quicker Picker Upper, and I'm most commonly known as Peter Mirabella, the Megahertz founder, ODOT representative, okay? And let me tell you something about the night vibe, man. The show is so bad, Godzilla hears it and turns the other way, okay? Not bad, meaning bad, but bad, meaning good. He doesn't stand a chance, man. Stomped him out like roaches, right, Pinnacle? You know it. Right, Elliot?
Yeah!
Exactly. So, yo, keep your station locked, and,
And that DJ made my day.
Good night, good night.
Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're definitely in the mix. We got a little something that we like to call the wake-up call.
Wake up!
Wake up!
Wake up!
Yes, we are calling stateside, and we got a man that we're going to wake up by the name of Miles Bonney.
What up, Miles?
Don't call him Bonney. He'll get you.
Because he's not Bonney.
He's a lumberjack. In fact, he's got a song and a whole album called Lumberjack Soul.
That's right.
And I decided, you know what? Why don't we introduce him through the music?
To soul.
Before we actually talk to him.
Yeah, introduce his lumberjack soul.
To soul.
That's right. You like that?
To the kimchi
how
soul?
How we played that, how we did a play on the word soul.
All right, let's do it. We'll be right back with our interview.
Because nobody's ever done that before.
With Miles.
Where you say soul, Bonney. But like it could be soul from a human, but
get
soul like
face,
the
man.
City. You know, it's like, the, you know, it's cool.
You built you a house of wood, like a giant hand came gale winds from the north, yeah, and just blew your house away and left you skies of gray as you thought of yesterday, yeah.
Thank you.
out in the country too, as well as city, just like you. But I learned some skills around the way. Can I show you today? Got my axe on one side and a pile of trees. Time to do some damage. I will bend at the knees. And I'll build you a house of wood with my lumberjack soul. Said I'll build you a house of wood. Don't worry about the toll. Ain't that for you? Do that for you. Said I'll build you a house of wood.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the wake-up call. And is he already on the line? Or do we get a chance to like call him and wake him up and say, boom!
Booyah!
Are you already on the line, Miles?
Yes, yes.
Dang, man, we wanted to call you and yell at you.
you know, that would have been nice, too.
Did you just wake up or you've been up for a while? Have you brushed your teeth?
No, I haven't brushed my teeth.
I can tell.
Yeah. See all this play.
We just start off the interview by insulting him. I haven't even talked to him yet. I haven't sent him an email.
Now
the world knows that you know, you take some time to brush your teeth. That's okay. That's all right.
You know, and whenever it needs to happen.
Well, man, we appreciate you. You know, getting up so early to do the interview. What time is it where you're at?
It's a little past 8 a.m. here.
Wow. What time do you normally wake up?
Yeah. Last couple of days it's been about 10 or 11, but it changes every day, so I don't really mind. You know, I appreciate getting to hear what you guys are up to.
Okay, well, let me tell you how I actually stumbled on your music. We actually put out a challenge to people, and we said, what are some of the best R&B artists out right now, and who are some of the best R&B albums or R&B singers? And your name came up. And I was like, I've never heard of this dude. And so I went and I checked out Lumberjack Soul, and I was like, yeah, this is pretty righteous. This is definitely something in my lane. So
wow, I appreciate that.
No, we appreciate you, man, because, you know, these are the type of interviews that we go for. It's not necessarily the name that matters, but the content. You know what I mean?
Not that you don't have a smooth name, because, you know, it's smooth.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's Bonnie, not Boney, right?
That is true. It's Bonnie, yeah.
Okay, because I thought the Boney wouldn't go with the Lumberjack.
Yeah,
that's true. A Boney doesn't sound as good, too. But Miles Bonney's one of my real names, so.
That's your real name?
Yeah.
Didn't you read his bio, you jerk?
Yeah, but I thought, you know, because people be happy. Shut up. All right, so to all of our listeners out here in Seoul, South Korea, Gwangju and Yeosu and worldwide, can you give them an introduction to who you are and what you do?
Sure. Well, my name is Miles Bonney. I'm kind of a modern soul singer. I appreciate old records, and I also appreciate hip-hop culture and jazz, and kind of take all those sounds and put them together into making my own original music. And sometimes I sing over other people's beats, collaborate with a lot of artists in Europe and Australia, and done some things in Japan. So it's just continues to grow, and it's kind of just starting at the same time.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Now, when I actually checked out your page, I was like on your Bandcamp page. There's so many projects. I didn't even know what to check out. What is the newest release?
S3. Am I allowed to curse on here?
Yeah, no, please. Listen. Tell them, Elliot.
I got to ask you a question first about the cussing.
Yeah.
How big is your house, and do you have spare bedrooms?
Yeah, if you have multiple rooms.
Because based on how big your house is, that tells me how much you can cuss, because that means we will just come live with you.
Basically, because if we get fired, we got to come to your place.
Your place.
All right.
And we take
well,
your bed.
There's a couple bedrooms where I'm at, but, you know, we can work it out. But, okay. I won't curse.
All right, cool. All right.
But, yeah, you can look up Miles Bonney, S3, his latest album. The one before that was Lumberjack Soul. And the next couple will be a project I have with an Australian producer by the name of Taku. And then another S3 album with Frank Sinatra, who's from Austria. So, there's a lot going on.
Okay, so you said you got a project with Frank Sinatra?
That's what I
heard. He calls himself Frank Sinatra. I don't know, man. He's in Vienna, so I would have thought it might have been Frank Beethoven or Amadeus or something, but, you know.
Well, now you said... go ahead, bro.
I'll just say he just did the new MC8 album too, the guy from the rapper from the West Coast.
Oh, okay.
It's all produced by the same guy.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we're familiar with MC8. All right, so you mentioned hip hop and jazz. You said that, you know, those are the two things that you kind of yield towards. You said you're a modern soul singer. I'm interested to know what was one of the first music styles that reached out to you? Was it hip hop? Was it jazz? Was it soul? Was it R&B? Like, what was it that really got you into what you're doing now?
I mean, my dad listened to a lot of jazz and classical music, and then he played trumpet. Mm. And I was born in New York, and he played a lot of Latin bands and stuff, so I think a lot of that just kind of wore off on me. And then when I got a turntable and I wanted to go record shopping, some friends told me to go to Fat Beats. So yeah, I'd go to New York every weekend and just pick up independent records there, like,
nice.
You know, early Mos Def and Ruckus and stuff. And then, but I mean, my dad also played on the soundtrack to Beat Street, a hip-hop movie, so I think there's some in the genes, too. And then when D'Angelo's album came out, the first one that was a big influence on me, as was all of, like, 90s R&B just growing up there.
Mm.
Well,
so I really discovered old music from sampling, you know, with hip-hop and whatnot.
Okay.
So many old influences you just talked about. We normally ask this question starting now, but you basically just answered it. But when exactly did you fall in love with hip-hop? How old were you? And who were some of the first MCs that really caught your ear?
Well, my older cousin gave me my first rap album, which was Run-DMC's Tougher Than Leather. And after that, I mean, I was always naturally attracted to Tribe, Called Quest, and De La Soul. And but I think my love for hip-hop really solidified when I was going into New York into this independent record store and just picking up little vinyl records of things I'd never heard before, and kind of the excitement of bringing it home to finally listen to see what it sounded like made me really attracted to kind of independent artists, and I think that's why I'm still so interested in that same vinyl independent culture today.
Nice.
What is your thing for vinyl? Because I was, you know, doing a lot of reading up, and I also heard that you want to turn a lot of your records into vinyl, and you did a campaign to raise some money for that. What is your, what is your fascination for vinyl records?
I think in some ways it's nice to be a part of a tradition of older music that I really appreciate. And I think that for whatever reason, whether people have had audio tapes or CDs or MP3s, it seems like vinyl still, you know, sticks around. And so, you know, if there's someone that has an album that was on record from the 70s versus on an audio tape, chances are you could probably still listen to it on a record, not as easily on a tape. So there's somewhat just being on vinyl that makes it seem real and makes it seem like a historical record of music, and I like being in that tradition. So thankfully I work with a label in Germany that releases a lot of my music on vinyl already, so it's nice to work with a label like that.
That's pretty cool. Did you cry when Fat Beat shut down?
you know, I probably would have if I still lived in the area. There's a DJ in L.A. by the name of House Shoes who was working in the L.A. store, and he was telling people on Twitter that day, hey, man, you guys don't know what you're doing, because it kind of helped kill a lot of the opportunities to sell vinyl, you know, when they shut down. But I appreciated the time that I was there. I was already in the Midwest by then, so, you know, it wasn't too close to me, but I definitely appreciate what they've done.
I got you. Yeah, that's interesting that you mentioned House Shoes. We talk about him every now and again. We had the pleasure of meeting him this past summer. He came out to Seoul, and we got a chance to interview him and everything. And he's an intense guy, man.
He says exactly what's on his mind.
I believe it. And also, when I was in L.A. a couple months ago, the people that I was talking to were saying that since he moved to L.A., a lot of other people have been influenced by his attitude, for better or worse. So he has an effect on people.
But I love that, though, because I'm from Cincinnati. He's from Detroit. When he started talking, I was like, man, are we related or something? Like, you sound like one of my cousins, yeah. You know what I mean? But, yeah, that's what's up, though. That's really cool. Go ahead, Ellie.
Oh, no, go ahead. I was just going to say, speaking of hometowns and where you're from,
yeah.
I'm just curious how much Missouri shapes your sound and also who you are as a person.
Well, I think it probably shapes who I am as a person more than my sound because, like I said, I lived in New York and New Jersey until about 1999 when I came out to Missouri and Kansas for college. And being out here, I think there might have been some aspects of the music that rubbed off on me because I did start making music out here. But I think more so than anything, it's given me a good perspective on how not only now am I aware of how people on the East Coast live, but I'm aware of how people in the Midwest are.
Yeah.
And that helps influence kind of the types of music that I want to make based upon, you know, just the life that people live in. You know, a lot of my music, I think, is kind of relevant to social issues and such, and it's a really good perspective, and I've met a lot of good people out here, and I've definitely appreciated my time.
That's what's up. And again, just staying on the subject of hometowns, you're from Teaneck, New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Now, I just need to know, did you ever get to meet any of the Isley Brothers? Because...
Well, you know what? That's a really good question. I didn't. But Ronald Isley's grandson was in my sister's class in high school.
Really?
And apparently he'd come pick him up from school once in a while. But, I you know, they were on a record label back then that they called Teaneck.
Teaneck, that's right.
And I thought about making some T-shirts that said Teaneck just because when I was there, I wasn't too aware of that history.
Oh, really?
But I really, I appreciate it. But when I was there, you know, Jodeci, Salt and Pepper, Notorious B.I.G., Lil' Kim, DMX, Joel Santana, and other people all live there at the same time.
Mm.
So that was kind of weird for me, too, as far as present-day things.
That's interesting. Yeah, if I had seen Ron Isley pull up to pick somebody up, I would have just jumped in his back seat and be like, I ain't leaving, dog. Nope. Mm-mm. I ain't going nowhere. I'm just saying.
Nah, he's amazing, man.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Respect.
No doubt.
I like how there is a lot of history in your music. As I'm looking at your discology, is that what it's called?
Discography. You're a genius.
I'll fight you.
I'm definitely a genius.
I'm sorry.
But you said, what did you say, discology?
I said.
Discology?
Because I've been in Korea for a couple.
That don't mean you got to stop reading.
Hey.
Oi.
Hey, your forehead. Shiny.
For real?
Yeah, it looks like Crisco, just all on top of it. I'm sorry about this. But what I love about music and I love about DJs and producers is they're kind of building a history lesson. And so when I listen to your music, you're not only playing your own original stuff, but you're also doing tribute, whether you be paying tribute to, it could be Fela Kuti, it could be Rafael Sadiq, it could be Sevilla. Yeah. So I love how you mix all those elements in there. What would you say that you've learned from some of these other producers and other singers? What have you taken away? And who have been some of the most memorable figures?
Well, I mean, I'm still a massive fan, and I'm so glad that he's still alive and healthy, of a singer named Bilal.
Mm.
You know, his work from everybody from Dre to Live Quality, you know, everybody.
Yeah.
I love Bilal. I love D'Angelo. I mean, I think what I've taken and what I've taken inspiration from and why I started almost feeling like I could, I even had the permission to sing, where, you know, just the honesty that a lot of people bring to their own singing and me realizing that I don't need to play a role when I sing. I don't need to try to be someone else. And I think that's also something that hip-hop taught me, is that you get respected when you're yourself.
Yeah, that's also.
And you're doing something that's genuine. And so coming up through hip-hop, I think that was never really a question for me. And as long as I felt like I was doing that, then I felt like I was going to be okay. So, yeah, those artists... as far as people that can't really sing that song that inspired me, it's Dudley Perkins, who messes with Madlib, otherwise known as Declaim. He had an album that I loved, and he couldn't really sing at all. And I was like, man, I like this. I'm better than this. I might as well go for it.
Yeah.
And there's one more guy, this guy named Reggie B, who lives actually in Kansas City now. He's an amazing singer, and he was a big inspiration as well when I started.
Okay, cool. That was that awkward pause where you like, is he finished or should?
Yeah, because you waited for the time delay. Right. Otherwise, like, we're like cutting, and then I'll be trying to talk, and Pinnacle tries to talk, and then we get in fights.
We physically fight in here, actually. Sometimes people come visit us in the studio, and they're like, are you guys okay? We're like, no, it's just part of the show.
That's kind of how it goes.
That's what we do. Cool.
Wow.
All right, well,
let me return to the first question.
Don't be cutting me off, dog. I was about to say something.
Hey, you cut me, I'll cut you.
Why you always say
literally
that?
Literally.
You don't even have a knife.
Literally. How do you know I have a knife?
You got some sharp teeth, but, I mean.
I got a pen.
Go ahead, man.
All right, here's my question. I posed the question to all of our listeners asking about some of the best R&B albums out last year, or even hip-hop albums, and I'm curious to see from you, music aficionado, what are some things that you're into?
Okay.
Could be out right now or last year?
Yeah. Well, you know, as far as people that are popular, that are kind of coming up, I'm really a big fan of Miguel.
Okay.
Who has his latest song is called Adorn, but he has a really good ear and a good voice, and I'm enjoying him. Man, you know, honestly, being involved in kind of the internet and international music scene, I pay so much attention to just random little things that people put out. I mean, there's groups in Zurich, Switzerland I'm talking to right now. One of my production partners, who's originally from Germany and now lives in Australia, Suff Daddy, S-U-F-F.
Oh, he's dope. He's dope. I use one of
his. He's dope. And yeah, you know, it sounds like Puff Daddy, but it's actually a joke about the fact that in German, the term to be a Zufi is a state of being drunk, so he calls himself Zuf Daddy.
That's funny.
You know, there's a lot of music out there. I'm excited for the new Bilal album. I keep talking about him. But, you know, I love Eric Roberson, who's another great singer. And you know, honestly, I don't own a television anymore, I'm not really aware of who is super popular and who isn't as far as things that are well known.
It don't even matter, to be honest with you. It doesn't matter. I mean, honestly, I can go to the studio and just fart and just put some tight production on it, and they'll be like, "It's a banger." That
dude put auto-tune on it, and then it'll sound fuller.
Yeah, it'll be like, yeah. It'll be all good. It's the new T-Pain.
On the beat world, I mean, there's a EP that came out last year that I really like. By two artists named Hudson Mohawk and Lunas, and the group is called Tonight. It's actually T-N-G-H-T.
Yeah, he stole a beat from them too.
I stole a beat from them as well.
Yeah, see?
Actually, hey, I'll tell you what. Hey, I'm going to send you a link on Twitter. Not only did he steal the beat, but he made a video to it as well.
I'm going to send you links to everything I stole. Looks like we are winding down. We could either stop the interview right here, or we could bring you back in the next part. What you want to do?
It's up to you guys, man. I'm relaxed.
All right, you already up. We're going to call you back on the other side of the song. Up next, we got, what's the name of the song?
We got Miles Bonney and B. Lewis. The name of the song is Drop It. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back on Night Vibe with Miles Bonney.
there's nothing wrong. But when the energy's strong, just follow me, just follow me, just follow me through dark corners. Just follow me, just follow me. I'm doing this for us. Just as I drop it down, as you stand right there behind me, baby, if the energy's right, there's nothing wrong inside me. She sang a song. Baby, can you help me? I think you're ready.
And you tuned into the hottest radio show in South Korea. This is Night Vibe with Pinnacle the Hustler and Elliot Ashby, Entrepreneurs.
In a world where justice was Opsoyo, two men came to restore order, where there was only fist pumping and not a lot of rhythm going on.
Or butts.
Pinnacle the Hustler and Elliot Ashby stepped in to provide a balance to all of the tomfoolery. Right here on Night Vibe, 7 nights a week from 10 to midnight. Night Vibe, the show that gives you relief, that plays soul, hip-hop, funk, and soul music.
Wait, is he back on the line? Am I still doing this? And he's back on the line? I hope not.
I was wondering how long you were going to do that.
I have more.
Wow. That's, yeah. Thanks, Miles. I'm glad we're on the same page there. Just wow.
Tune in now for our exclusive interview with Miles Bunny.
Who is Miles?
Miles.
I know. Well, you know, I've heard a lot of Miles. Sorry, I'm used to that, too.
What's Miles? Up, Miles?
You are in the Midwest. What's up, Mouse?
Exactly.
I already know.
Mouse, come over here.
Mouse, he play the he play that horn thing.
That thing cool. Yeah. What you do with the banjo, though?
That's my reality.
Oh, that's terrible.
Hey, nothing wrong with that reality. So you moved from, you said, the East Coast, from living in New York to New Jersey to Missouri. Yeah. What was it about you that had to make that switch? We know what it was for House Shoes. He talked about why he decided to leave the city and move to L.A. But why did you decide to make this move?
I mean, this was before I started making music. And both of my parents are originally from Kansas and Missouri. Mm. So in coming out here, it was really just going to be an opportunity to learn about a different area of the United States. And I thought it'd be interesting since I'd only grown up on the East Coast and people on there are kind of pig-headed, I guess. You know, they think that that's, like, the best place to be in the wanted to explore something different. So
yeah.
I came out here and met a lovely lady, and we started a family. And now the next thing is actually we're going to move from Missouri to the Southwest, to kind of the high desert area in New Mexico in a couple months. So I'm transitioning yet again, and that's going to be kind of more in the middle of nowhere, but living in nature while still making music and traveling is the plan.
Right.
Does that fit your vibe, not necessarily being in the midst of the big city for you to make music? Do you have to have some type of peace and escape?
I think I'm not really in, I think having grown up around New York and, you know, essentially going to Times Square every weekend, I don't have this vision of needing to be by things that other people think are important. You know, it's more so just me trying to, you know, be in a place where I'm enjoying myself. And I just feel like, you know, there's kind of so much craziness going on the world right now that I want to do all I can to try to just live a life that is along the lines of what I believe in and not get caught up in too much confusion. So it'll be nice to be out there, and we'll be kind of starting fresh, you know, on some raw land. And I'll be building a house with my hands and just, you know, just take it one step at a time. But it'll be nice to get that outside of the city vibe for a while.
Right.
See, I thought he was just trying to be poetic in the song, and he said, "I'll build you a house."
Well, you know,
from wood.
Well, that was poetic at the time. It was just that was a freestyle I just made up, and then it ended up turning into reality.
I want to build something.
That's weird.
I want to build something.
I don't really know how to build anything.
You got some cards or paper cups or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, like maybe out of this paper we could build it, like an airplane. Right,
like
yeah.
Shooting stars in the night and sky and shooting stars.
You know what I want to ask him about right now?
If I wish I had a wish right now.
We're doing an edit. We're embarrassing us.
Sorry. It's a B.O.B. song. I happen to like B.O.B.
Now,
and that white girl that was singing with him.
We have some ideas because we want to take you to the world, okay? We're
all
out
right
here in Korea, and we got some ideas. Now, have you heard of Trinidad James?
Oh, yeah, man.
When are you going to collaborate
all
with
gold
him?
Everything.
That's what I want to know.
That's what I think we could see, you know, because we know some people
right
who know some other people.
Who know some people.
Who may know his people.
That might know his.
And
people.
We were thinking
we could probably
that you guys could do a song together.
Together, yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
How about all trees, everything?
Trees.
All trees, everything.
Trees, you know what I'm saying? Or really,
not
you
a
could,
bad idea.
Or you could take it a step further, and you could go the Brian McKnight route and call it All Wood Everything. There you go.
Yeah, see?
You know what I'm saying?
I can show you how
I'm just, you know.
I can show you how to build a house.
Exactly. Right. Show you how right to. So have you thought about some of these ideas? I know we just mentioned them, but we would be, you know, for a handsome fee or for a percentage, we would be interested in managing your future.
Right, for a small, large percentage.
Wow, for small, okay. Well, you know, let's just do all of it at once. You know, you guys start working on those projects, and you propose them at the time when the time is right, and we'll just move forward from there. You
the time,
know,
the time is now.
The time is, the time the reason is now. We say the time is now is because we have a 17 province tour that we've set up.
Yeah.
You know how there is a chitin circuit?
Okay, yeah.
We have a kimchi circuit. And we want to take
you. Know
you
what?
I don't know what kimchi is. What's wrong with you?
Maybe
I
he
love
knows
kimchi.
It. See?
No, you don't. What's kimchi, Miles? Miles, what's
Yo,
kimchi?
It's the pickled cabbage with hot pepper sauce.
Bow.
How do you know that?
I told you he knows.
We make kimchi.
Get out of here.
My dad used to make kimchi when I grew up.
What?
I'm cultured, man.
He knows things. He reads books and stuff.
He said, "I read, mother." All right, well, that's what's up, man. You know what? I'm done. I'm just
all
finished.
Right. So, okay. So maybe you're not ready. Okay. So think about it. Think about it for a while.
All right.
Give us a call back. But seriously, we do want to know, what are you working on for the year 2013? Because our listeners definitely want to know how they can follow up with your music and check in with your projects.
Yeah. Well, you know, my website is milesbonny.com, B-O-N-N-Y. But as far as music, I'll be working on a second project, a second S3 album with Brink Sinatra, who's the producer. I'll be releasing an EP with Taku, which is T-A-K-U. He's a producer in Australia that's really starting to grow very quickly. I'm going to take a couple months off and work on this house out in the Southwest, and then I'll hopefully travel around the States and you know, around the world. I'm gonna learn today as to whether I'm going to Australia in February or not, and I might go to Germany and Europe again in March. But it's just hard to tell. You know, you got to stay up on the website, milesbonny.com, and we'll stay in touch and we'll figure it out together. Hopefully, I'll get out to South Korea sometime.
That would be dope.
If you need some help making that happen, we'll do better than the Chitlin circuit. That was I was mostly joking. mostly joking. But all think right. about it. All right. And get back. But yeah. I'm mostly, but I'm, but jokingly. But seriously.
Well, you know what? I would love to hear from you guys or any of your listeners, some artists that are out there that they like, because that's one of my favorite things to do, is to learn about artists that, you know, make cool beats or singing or rapping around the world. So they could reach out on that way, too. I'd be curious.
You need to look up Elliot Ashby.
No, you need to look up Pinnacle.
You know what? I think I heard about him.
Get off the line. I'm done.
Hey, hey.
Wait,
you know.
don't make jokes about us on our show. It's our job to do that.
He's still on the line, though.
Oh, he's still there. Yeah. Just kidding, Miles. Just
don't mess up his name. He'll mess up your face.
All right, we over here being ignorant. Hey, thanks for the interview, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, take your time. Thanks for listening.
No doubt, man. Thank you. All right, next all right, up, bye. Ladies and gentlemen.
God bless.
We got another song from Miles Bonnet.
Wait, is he still there? Let me see if he's still there. Miles, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, I was about to say either that or... I was like, is that air or is he breathing? I didn't know which one was happening.
Man, you're stupid.
We have a song called 5 O'Clock Suff. Can you set the song up before we play it?
Sure. This is a song that I recorded in Berlin with the producer Suff Daddy, who was living in Berlin at the time. And it's just kind of based upon the idea of, you know, how important it is for people that are supposed to meet each other to meet each other. And it's one of my most popular songs. So I hope they enjoy it.
All right, that's coming up next. And if you can talk to Suff Daddy and tell him, you know, I didn't know him, so I'm sorry about taking the beat, but I didn't make no money off it, and I don't want him to be upset. You know what I'm saying? So
All right.
You know, tell him Elliot sorry if you talk to him.
I will. I'll pass it along.
I appreciate it.
All right. Peace, brother.
All right. All right.
Smile. gentlemen. We just appreciate who you are. And if you have some time,